The following recording is copyright 2013, Diocese of Little Rock, all rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
I'm sure that the most commonly chosen patron saint for Catholic churches worldwide is the Blessed Virgin Mary. Indeed, we have 32 Catholic churches in Arkansas named either St. Mary's, like here in Mountain View, or after one of her titles, like the Assumption, or Immaculate Conception, or Our Lady of Guadalupe, or of Fatima, or of Good Counsel, or Holy Souls, or of the Lake, or of Hope, or all sorts of titles of the Blessed Mother. In fact, the parish I was raised in was named St. Mary's also. And indeed, your Church of St. Mary's was founded out of St. Mary's in Batesville. This is quite appropriate because Mary is our mother and she is the model of the church. As the mother of Jesus, Mary is our mother because we're all brothers and sisters of each other and Jesus. We're brothers and sisters of Jesus, so we're brothers and sisters of each other, and then Mary's our mother. Jesus made this explicit on Good Friday as she and John the Evangelist stood before him at the foot of the cross. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple who he loved, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." And then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her into his house. Notice how beautifully Jesus makes explicit Mary's role as the mother of Christians, personified by the beloved disciple. She's also the model of Christians, not only the mother of Christians, but also the model of Christians. And in this year of faith, which is about to come to an end in a few months, marking the 50th anniversary of the Second Vatican Council, we should note that one of the four most important documents of that council, Lumen Gentium, the dogmatic constitution on the church, devotes an entire chapter to the role of Mary in God's plan of salvation. The council emphasizes how much that the example of her faithfulness to the Lord has to teach us about getting to know Jesus as she knew him, pondering everything in our hearts, and then imitating her charity and fulfilling God's will in our lives as faithfully as she did in hers. The readings that were chosen for this Mass, marking the 30th anniversary of your community and the 10th anniversary of the dedication of this building, make these points very eloquently. They were taken from the readings for the Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe, and of course our vestments at Our Lady of Guadalupe and the other materials that have been put together for this celebration feature Our Lady of Guadalupe, which is especially appropriate because the Holy Father has named Our Lady of Guadalupe patroness of the Americas, okay, the first apparition of the Blessed Mother and the most important one in the New World. And on the Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe, we use this Gospel of the Assumption that you just heard. And the reason is because in that apparition, it's the only one that we really can think of, that where Mary is shown to be pregnant. Okay. You notice all the light, rays of light coming around here, they're emanating from the child in her womb. Okay. In fact, you'll notice that the moon is black at the bottom of her feet. The reason the moon is black is because the moon reflects the light of the sun. And that's the dark side of the moon below, because the light side of the moon is the side that faces Mary's womb, where the sun, Jesus, is being carried in her womb. Okay? It's for that reason that Our Lady of Guadalupe has also been named the patroness of the pro-life movement in the United States. Okay? She's a pregnant woman in this image. And of course the Gospel of the Assumption, the Annunciation, of course, fits with that as well. In this Gospel of the Annunciation, we see how Mary as our mother and Mary as our model of faithfulness come together. Okay? She is our mother according to the flesh, because she is the mother of Jesus, our brother, according to the flesh. But she's also our mother according to the Spirit, because she is the mother of Christ. And we form one with Jesus, one mystical body of Christ. As I said earlier, Mary's motherhood of us was made clear by Jesus on Good Friday when he explicitly gave her to us to be our mother. We also see in this Gospel of the Annunciation how Mary is the model Christian, because once she learned God's will for her life, even if everything wasn't all that clear right from the start, but she knew what the Lord wanted her to do that day and what he wanted her to do the next day, and she was going to journey with him wherever the Lord would take her, she set aside all of her fears and all of her doubts and placed herself in the Lord's hands, saying, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done in me according to your word." Now, this would have been a very risky thing for her to do. You remember that they were trying to stone that woman caught in adultery. Okay, she was pregnant, and she had a very hard to explain, hard explanation of how she got that way. It would have been really hard for people to take her at her word. Okay. She faced the incomprehension of others and possible rejection by them. And not rejection only by Joseph, her fiancé, who was the only one that the scriptures actually portray struggling with this decision. But you got to imagine her parents were kind of put out too, don't you think? Yeah. But that was what it took to bear our Savior into the world. In subsequent years, she pondered all these things in her heart. And she stayed with her son, who was involved in some very hard to understand things too, until the end. She was with him all the way to the end. Mary reminds us that if we are to be faithful to God's plan in our lives, we too must set aside our fears and our doubts. We too must say, "I am the servant of the Lord." And whatever risks might be involved, whatever lack of clarity about things we just gonna have to live with, might be involved, including maybe the incomprehension of others or the rejection of others because we just can't explain things to their satisfaction, may God's will in our life be done too. May we bear our Savior into our world today, to a world that is hungry for Jesus and doesn't even know it. In Stone County, I bet there are lots and lots of unchurched people. There's no reason why St. Mary's needs to stay a small community. There's a lot of fish in this lake. Okay. And you've got a Savior to bring to them. Mary ran some very serious risks to bring our Savior to us. What risk do you need to run? Maybe get out of your comfort zone to bring Jesus to others. May we bear our Savior into our world today here, into the lives of people here, right here in Stone County, who so much need the salvation that Jesus offers to us.